This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 342,000 people have died globally from COVID-19 in the United States. That figure is more than 97,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is well over 5.3 million and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says tourists will be able to return to his country beginning in July. Madrid residents will have welcomed the announcement. People in the capital, Madrid, and second city, Barcelona, will be allowed to dine outdoors and have gatherings of up to 10 people as infections slow. Spain started phasing out one of Europe's toughest lockdowns earlier this month. Flu restrictions had remained in Madrid and Barcelona, where the outbreaks were more severe than other regions, which account for about half of Spain's population. The lockdown restrictions will be relaxed even further. Sanchez said the country will open to international visitors in July. Summer tourism is a major earner in Spain, as well as in Greece and Italy. Within a 24-hour period, Italy registered 669 new cases of COVID-19, two-thirds of them in the hard-hit northern region of Lombardy. The country also recorded 119 deaths from the disease, increasing the death toll to more than 32,000. All of Italy's regions, with the exception of Lombardy, registered no more than a few dozen new cases each, and many had numbers of new infections in the single digits. Restrictions on travel between regions are slated to be eased early in June. There is more on these stories and others on voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.